Hello, Mr. Costa. This is Ken from Content Hub. Kevin told me to give you a call, sir.
Okay.
Sir, Kevin told me to give you a call regarding the Wikipedia page.
Yeah, what do you want?
Yes, sir. So just wanted to confirm, sir. He messaged you regarding the publication, so you mentioned you want to get this done, so just wanted to make sure. Should we just initiate the refund, or should we get the publications reserved for you?
I'm confused on what you guys are actually doing. Like,
sir,
you unauthorized me charged my card $7,800. You sent me an invoice, right, and I paid the invoice of $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
You agreed on this. You guys told me that you were an American company with Americans, okay? And
yes,
I can
sir.
Clearly tell that you guys are in India, and you lied to me about that. So I have serious doubts in your capability of utilizing the English language and making a content hub or whatever you guys call a Wikipedia page for me that even makes any sense, right? And that's why I was nervous to use you guys in the first place, because this is always offered to me all the time. And so I gave you $3,000, and then 10 days went by, and no one contacted me. You call me. Tell me you've been sending me email after email after email, which is a lie, right, after you charged me $8,000 without my permission, and now you're asking me to let you keep the fucking $8,000 so you guys can do the content. But
well,
you haven't
sir,
shown me anything.
Well, sir, you're getting the whole story wrong here, first of all. We are based in U.S., first of all, and the amount that Kevin agreed to you for the $3,000 was for the sign-up fee for the project itself. The total cost for the project was $10,000. You agreed to pay $3,000 and the remaining once you see the draft for your profile. And we've been sending you emails.
Okay, so why would you charge me $3,000 plus $8,000?
Yes.
$7,800. That would be more than what we agreed upon.
Sir, let me explain you. First of all, the remaining was for the publications itself. As you know, that December is here, and the next year the prices gets revised every year for the publications that we have agreed upon. So we just wanted to make sure the prices don't hop up, because the total price will then will go from $7,000, it can go up to around $10,000, like 2 to 3,000 increase in the prices for the next year. We were just reserving the publications for you, and I notified you through email. I try to get in contact with you once you place the order with us. And that's the only reason, sir.
Okay,
but
why don't you show me the email you notified me? Because obviously you didn't. So if you can resend that to me,
yes,
okay, I would like to see that.
I will ask Kevin to send you the screenshot, because I've been sending you emails on houston@royalexoticcars.com. And my name is Ken Williams. I'm your project manager. I will forward that email to you once again. It's already there, and we notified you that we are going to proceed with this. But obviously, you were not aware. We apologize for that. For now, sir, we are trying to resolve the matter, and we're just waiting for the brief forms. If you can fill that out, that's great. We can start the process right away. We're just waiting for that from you, and that's it. We require nothing else.
No, I have zero interest in working with you, so you can refund all of my company, all of the money, everything, because you guys are liars, and everything you say is talking in a circle. Okay.
No, sir.
So
I will send you
I'll
the
give
confirmation.
Today to refund it, and that's it.
We can initiate the refund for the amount for the publications. We are not trying to get you.
You're going to issue the refund for everything. So all $10,800 is going to get refunded. Otherwise, it's just going to be a battle between the two of us. Because you didn't have authorization to charge me $7,800. You didn't send me an email. Okay, I looked through my emails while we're on the phone. I have zero emails from
here.
You.
I'm trying to resolve the matter, sir. If you are not happy with...
You're not doing a very good job, because you guys are just scamming me. It doesn't make any sense. Like,
sir,
it's very clear right now, like,
just to make it up to you, I'm going to get the refunds initiated for the amount for the publications right now. All right? And kindly check your email. I've been sending you multiple emails. I will send you the proof and everything. You're not trying to scam me, sir. We just want to get you on board with the Wikipedia project. So I'm asking Kevin right now to send you that screenshots. I'm going to forward that to him. And you can also check your email, check your junk or spam email folder. I've been sending you emails. And I'm initiating the refund. Hello, Mr. Costa?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to do that, sir, but obviously we're just trying to save you some money, but if you don't want that, that's totally your choice to make, sir.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay you anything, so I would like you to refund me the additional, the first $3,000 as well, okay, because I'm not going to work with a company that doesn't alert anybody with the charges.
Well, sir, we alerted you. I'm sending you the screenshot. I'm sending you all the information right now. Kevin will forward that to you, and also check your email that I've been sending you. The email address is correct, right? Houston@RoyalExoticCars.com. That's the email you signed up with.
You're clearly spelling it wrong.
It's Houston, sir.
I get the emails from Ken,
yes.
Which is obviously the same person as you.
Yes.
Because it's very clear. If you can see the email that you've been allegedly sending me, that would be great. But if you can I don't know why I'm still on the phone with you guys.
I apologize, sir, for the inconvenience. And we are trying to get you on board. And we are not trying to miscommunicate with you anything, but obviously you are not happy, so we are going to get you your money back. Money is not the thing, sir. We wanted you on board and, you know, increase our portfolio as well. So I'm just going to do that right now with the finance department, and I will send you a screenshot and everything.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Sir, thank you very much for your time.